Voilà. So this thing is heavy. Before we begin, inshallah, I'd like to give a shout out to brother Yusuf Ashiq Abi. Assalamu alaikum, brother Yusuf Ashiq. Assalamu alaikum. If you come to the masjid and you see all the flowers, can you raise your hand, please? Yes.
Raise your hand.
Yes. When you see all the flowers and all the roses in the front and in the back, this is the work of brother Yusuf, the flowers. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with afiyah, with health, and a long life, inshallah. مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ If you don't give thank you to تَشَكُرَ دَرٍ to the people, then you don't give تَشَكُر to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to keep it short tonight, inshallah. This is my last khatira. I'll be leaving tomorrow, inshallah. And I'll miss you. I'll keep you in my dua. So make dua for me and the family, inshallah. So how would you feel like you have a little kid, like 6, 7 years old, you don't want to take him to the public school because this is for free. So you took him to the highest, the top schools in town. And you pay like $20,000 or more a year for their education. So one day at the end of the year, they gave them the diploma, mashallah, they went home. And he said, mashallah, my kid, I love you. What is 1 plus 1? And they said 11. That's a big disappointment. You know, sometimes I feel the same way. Like when people come to the khutbah and, you know, they're playing with their phone, they're falling asleep in the khutbah. And believe me, sometimes in many cases, like most of us coming to Jummah, this is the only connection you have with Islam. And this is the only knowledge we gain throughout the week. So if you go to work, you're busy, you come home late, you don't have time to read and study and sit with the ulama, and, you know. Like coming to khutbah, this is your only source of knowledge. There are 52 khutbahs a year, so let's assume that you come for 20 khutbahs or 48 khutbahs a year. Each of them is half an hour. And basically with the introduction in Alhamdulillah and the dua at the end, you end up with like 15 minutes of pure knowledge every Jummah, right? So you need to pay attention. When people sit in the back and talk, or they chat on Facebook, or they post something, and this imam is so boring, LOL. I mean, you're not paying attention to the khutbah, man. And you come and you leave, and believe me, when you leave the masjid and you didn't gain any knowledge, you didn't learn anything about halal and haram, you tazkiyat al-nafs, you didn't learn anything, then you just basically wasted 1 week of your life without gaining any knowledge. Right? So make sure, inshallah, when you come to the khutbah, pay attention and try to apply even 1% of what you hear in the khutbah. If the imam talks about halal and haram, how to calculate your zakah, dealing with your family, your wife, your husband, your kids, and tazkiyat al-nafs, about tafsir al-Qur'an, hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, try to apply. Because what is the point if you hear, but you don't apply? The good thing about the sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, the best generation, they apply it. They apply it. And every time the Prophet ﷺ said something in hadith, or Allah said something in the Quran, they didn't say, oh, he is talking to my cousin. No, he is talking to you. Right? He is talking to you, not anyone else. This is how the Sahaba understood. If it says this is halal or this is haram, they knew it was talking to them individually. Right? And they paid attention to what Muhammad ﷺ said. There is this story, little story, and as I said, you don't have to have a PhD in Islamic studies to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All you need to do is pay attention, and you know, with sincerity, that's all you need. That's all you need. And ikhlas and hikmah, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whoever He wants. There are people that I know of, they memorize all, you know, ajza' al-Qur'an, the entire Qur'an in Qira'at, and they know Bukhari and Muslim and this and that, and subhanAllah, no hikmah whatsoever. So there are two levels in Islam. There is knowledge, which is available for everyone. Then you have hikmah, which is a gift, ikram from Allah. It is not for everyone. And these are not my words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah gives hikmat only to whoever He wants. It's not for everyone. It's a privilege, it is not a right. Right? So Allah gives it to whoever deserves it. And the best way to learn hikmah, of course, is if you follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you study the lives of the prophets and the sahaba karam. This is one of the ways to gain hikmah. And as a proof, every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions al-kitab wal-hikmah in the Qur'an, kitab means Qur'an, hikmah means the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. واذكرنا ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة. آيات الله is Quran for sure. Hikmah, the Mufassirun, they have like Ijma' is the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His way, his manners, his akhlaq and his adab. So this man came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His name was Dhimad al-Azdi. It's an authentic hadith in the Sihah. And this man, Dhimad al-Azdi, was like mushrik. He used to make sajda to the idols. And he was a doctor. He was a physician. So they told him Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Majnun. So he said, I'm going to go to him and, you know, talk to him. So he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, if you are sick, if you are Majnun, I'm a doctor, I can help you. So what do you say? So the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. The first minute of khutbah that we hear every Jummah. So the man said, would you please repeat this again for me? So the Prophet ﷺ repeated a second time, and the man said, can you do it? Repeat it a third time. And the Prophet ﷺ repeated it a third time. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His help and assistance. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one to misguide. And whoever Allah leaves to stray, there is no one to guide. Three times the Prophet ﷺ said, and the man said, wallahi, these are not the words of human beings. This is a revelation from Allah. And he accepted Islam on the spot. The Prophet ﷺ didn't have to give him khutbah or bayan or anything. He just gave him the introduction to the khutbah. We're not talking about the khutbah, just the first few lines of the khutbah that we hear every single Jummah. And as soon as the Imam said, Inna alhamdulillah, they start to nod off. And as he says, Amma ba'd, this is the topic for today, they snore like, get out of here. Another example, so this is a man who heard something and it affected him, it touched their hearts. One of the Sahaba said, I accepted Islam because the Prophet ﷺ used to talk to me every single day. So I wanted to get him, you know, off of my shoulder. So I said, khalas, I'm going to become Muslim. So the Prophet ﷺ left him alone. So he said, the only reason I truly accepted Islam is when I heard the Prophet ﷺ in Salah say, reciting the Qira'ah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. Which we read typically at the end of the khutbah every Jummah. One ayah touched his heart and he became Muslim. And the stories are so many. A few days ago we spoke, khalas, I'm almost done, so don't shoot. A few days ago I spoke about the story of Brother Ali Banat, a millionaire youth. He was 25 years old, I believe, from Australia. And he got cancer and he said this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was not practicing before. And they told him you have about 7 months and you will die. So the last 7 months, the last, you know, period of his life, he dedicated his millions to save lives and do charity work in Africa. And millions of people have been making dua for him. So there is a brother in this jama'ah tonight who heard this story and he was so touched. And this is why when we had the fundraiser last night, this brother came out and he said, I'm giving 50,000 fi sabilillah for this masjid. And he came to me after and he said, do you know why I gave the 50,000? I said, I don't know. And he said, because of the story of Brother Ali Banat, it touched me so hard that this is a young man who is willing to donate his money for Sabilillah. He's not better than me. Let's compete together in doing good. He has done his best. Let me do my best because I want to be like this brother. And he did his best. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from him with ikhlas. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward those who donated last night. And those who couldn't donate, at least if you make dua for us, and by niyyah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you. Last night in tahajjud, one brother, a doctor, came forward and he also donated 20,000 after we finished the fundraise. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your families and provide for you just like you provide for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing, inshallah, the question from 2 days ago, we had a winner, but he didn't pick up his prize, Brother Hussein Hashi. Hussein Hashi, if he's, are you here? MashaAllah. Dagdag. Oh, Dagdag. Sorry, brother. Maga, Brother Hussein. Hussein. I know. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah khair. So Maga'a means, what's your name, Brother Hussein? We know your name is Hussein. Jazakallah khair. And also the winner for last night, we know the first ayah revealed of the Quran, Iqra. Some of the last ayat revealed, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, but this is not the last one. Today I have perfected your faith for you. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, one of the last, but not the last. The very last ayah revealed of the Quran, no wahi came after, is وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Ayah 281 in Surah Baqarah, according to the majority of the Mufassirun and the scholars. And this ayah says, be mindful of the day when you stand before Allah for judgment. Everyone will be rewarded according to their deeds in this dunya. No one will be treated unjustly. This is the last ayah. Revelations that continued for thousands of years to all the prophets came to a conclusion with this ayah, no more wahi. And the winner is Dr. Sayyid Isa. He tried a few times and he got it right. Thank you to Google. So with that we conclude, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your ibadah and give you jannat al-firdaus. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakallah.